News that state environment officials were drilling near the Dan River last week to look for oil and gas caused a stir. North Carolina has spent several years and significant effort to open the state to fracking. But WFAE's Ben Bradford reports that doesn't mean drilling is imminent.
One headline read, North Carolina wants to frack in small town already struggling with coal ash. And sure, the state paid a contractor to drill a hole in Stokes County, about 30 miles upstream of the Dan River spill. But State Director of Energy, Mineral, and Land Resources Tracy Davis says it doesn't signal any decision about fracking there.
It's just to find out if the resource is there or not there and how extensive it is if it is there.
Three rock formations under North Carolina look like they could contain oil and gas. The most significant stretches from Durham to Anson counties. There's also the Cumberland-Marlboro Basin east of it and the Dan to the northwest. To get a clearer picture of what resources they contain, lawmakers included about $500,000 in the past two budgets for testing. That's what's happening now, Davis says.
And that could answer a lot of questions, both for us, you know, as an agency on the environmental end, as well as for industry and the public on whether or not it's even a viable option for a company to come in and do any drilling in a given area.
So far, the industry has not shown interest. Not a single company has applied for a drilling permit. University of Texas at Austin energy professor Michael Weber says that makes sense.
The timing's unfortunate that they're just now getting on the bandwagon as things seem to be slowing down a little bit.
With energy prices so low, first natural gas due to the fracking boom, and now oil, and Weber says there's not a lot of incentive for companies to start new wells.
So it might mean there's no action for a little while in North Carolina, because their resource just isn't as big and isn't as cheap as some of the other ones that are already in action.
The state has little oil and gas infrastructure, but more importantly, very little oil and gas. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates the richest stretch in the middle of the state has about 1% the reserves of Pennsylvania's Marcellus Rock Formation. Even if the new tests were to show unknown bountiful resources, fracking still couldn't begin immediately. A wider dispute between Governor Pat McCrory and the General Assembly over executive power has caught the State Environment Agency in its web. And until it's resolved, a judge told state regulators not to issue any permits for fracking, even if a company were interested. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.